I'm Julie Grant. When Shell announced last summer it was building a new ethane cracker along the Ohio River in Pennsylvania, it was big economic news. I recently met with Dan Adamski, who's managing director of Jones Lang LaSalle, the international real estate firm that represented Shell, at their new 18-story tower on Forbes Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh.
So how did you help them find this site? Like, why did they pick this site, do you think?
Primarily because of what's underneath us, the Marcellus Shale. So they like the location on the river. A lot of the equipment and the materials they're going to have to bring in to construct the plant, you know, it's over $4 billion. It's very large, and you can't ship it by rail or by road. They're going to ship a lot of materials up the Mississippi, then up the Ohio River. So this was a former Horsehead zinc plant. It was a site that Shell is having to remediate for their own use. And it would have become a brownfield site had not Shell gone there.
Now that the cracker plant's officially announced, what's happening with real estate in this area?
I think it'll unfold more slowly than people anticipate. A lot of folks thought that once the announcement was made, there was going to be a tidal wave of development. It's going to be a rising tide, but at the same time, we don't think it's going to be a tidal wave.
Sounds like you kind of think that this is a benefit, like it's getting brownfields cleaned up as compared with maybe they would just be sitting there otherwise.
For better or worse, our brownfield sites are located along rivers because that's where the previous generation of industry occurred. So a lot of this industry that we anticipate coming, the brownfield sites that do exist out there make perfect sense that that's where they would go. So the Ohio River, I think, will benefit from all this because people want to be near the rivers, either for industry or because the supporting workers now want to be on the river. The river quality is very important because, frankly, you're selling the river, whether it's an office building or it's residential. They're going to that location, and oftentimes you're paying a premium because it's more expensive to develop along the river. No one wants to look out their window and see a dirty river.